Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayo Day. No, Kayo Day, I will let you talk. Kayo Day. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians say no. That if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, allowing you to going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
It's 2 minutes past five on 99.3 Nigeria Info on the Big Hat Facts. And everything is shaping up for a very, very, very big, big event on 99.3 Nigeria Info on the Big Hat Fact. And all our eyes are trained at the Eagle Square, where the All Progressives Congress is about to have its presidential candidate chosen. They're behind schedule because at this point, according to the lineup of items on the party's presidential primary itinerary, the president was supposed to be giving his speech now, but that isn't happening yet because the delegates, first and foremost, could not get in on time because of the process for accreditation, which was taking place at the International Conference Center. And then by the time we got to the journalists also too, many of them also too had not been able to get their pass into the center. But our crew tells us that, and from the pictures we've seen, that the Eagle Square is now filled up. I've seen quite a number of delegates who have made their way now into the square from the different states. 2,340 delegates in all queuing up to choose their preferred candidate. And this is after 28 presidential aspirants had bought their nomination forms and expression of interest forms. But then five of them pulled out, so we came to 23. And then two others also to have pulled out altogether, so you got 21 who should be on the ballot. But it's been a lot of drama. I was speaking with the National Publicity Secretary of the All Progressives Congress a short while ago, Felix Mocha, and he's telling me that everything is in place and set. I tried to get Felix Mocha back, but he told me the place is very, very, very noisy. And we're also trying to get Philin Whaley, who leads our crew, the news manager, Kulwa Zobia Info in Abuja, to update us on all that has been happening so far. He's just also made his way into the square. But going by what they're saying, It's likely between 6 and 7 the event will kick off. But for now, they're trying to find their way into the square. A number of them, I've seen the chairman of the party already, Abdoulaye Adamu already in the square. I've seen the former chairman also too of the party, former governor of Edo State also too, Adamu Shomale also make his way into the ground. The number, the WhatsApp number is active, so you can talk to us on the platform on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. Again, 0809-597-5805. The WhatsApp number. Tell us what you think about the All Progressives Congress. They finally made it to today. But what happens today remains a matter of conjecture. It's been so unpredictable, things that have happened in the last 24 hours. And even as we speak, we hear of meetings happening in deciding how many aspirants will be at the ballot. Will it be all the 21 of them? Will it be a short list of five? Or will it drop down to three, like we're hearing also two? All of this, none of this has been tied up. And like you found around the People's Democratic Party, you could even have aspirants decide to throw in the towel right as the convention begins. So they were supposed to have a consensus candidate, which was what the thinking was, but it did not work. So the president had said delegates should be allowed to decide the party's presidential flag bearer. And then the Northern APC governors had said, let the party's candidate come from the South. And all of this was thrown, you know, down, the apple cart was turned upside down when the party's chairman, Abdoulaye Adamu, had said that he'd had a talk with the president and Ahmed Lawan was going to be the party's consensus candidate, which was outrightly rejected by the northern governors. A number of other aspirants also said, we don't agree with this. And those governors eventually went on to meet with the president later in the evening and asked the chairman to go along with them. He did not go with them. And they came out and said, the president said, I don't have any anointed candidate. So the one who was asking me on WhatsApp whether what has happened to Ahmed Lawan is, I joke with someone, he's a one census candidate because he doesn't appear to have any support within the block of the party. But it's very fluid. So a lot of things are happening as we speak. And we'll soon get in touch with Phil Nwely to update us on what is happening at the Eagles Square. It's been very, very busy. Tight security. We hear that the security locking down the entire farm zone and access in and out has been very, very difficult for people around the Eagle Square and across around major streets in the Federal Capital Territory. We also hear that a lot of people have made getting hotel bookings and accommodation in Abuja has become a reporter was telling us that it's become a brisk business. Many of them have made a lot of money hiking the hotel accommodation fees by sometimes as high as 200% because the delegates are flocked in and everyone wants to make a business from this. People already doing their projections on WhatsApp. Suleiman from Lekki said, I had the races now between Amaechi Oshibajo and Tinubu. How true is this information? Well, as accurate as the entire process has been with the All Progressives Congress, before you blink, something will change. Well, we got this information also too that it was five and then it was shortlisted to three. But right now, nothing is certain until all the aspirants make their way into the Eagle Square. And from previous experiences, I've seen that how quickly things can turn around. I remember at one presidential primary for the PDP, we thought it was going to go the way of a certain former Vice President Alex Ekwueme, but overnight things changed and Olusegun Obasanjo's name, you know, propped up. I've seen primaries where we thought someone like the former governor of Rivers State then, Peter Odili, was tipped to be the PDP's candidate, and from nowhere we had Umaru Erodua Shoup, and the late president, went on to become the party's PDP's flag bearer. And then, so many things aren't exactly as we oftentimes say they are. But it's still early days. You go through again the schedule of events for those who are just joining on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's the All Progressives Party, All Progressives Party's Congress, presidential primary and convention, and the delegates making their way into the Eagles Square. The square is already filled up, and we're getting live reports now that between 6 and 7, this event could kick off. So I'm trying to rush quickly to my schedule and see. Here we are. So we should have had already the arrival of accredited national delegates, which was supposed to be between 10 and 1 p.m. The arrival of the APC state governors and National Assembly members, arrival of the Speaker of the House of Representatives, arrival of the President of the Senate, arrival of the National Chairman, arrival of the Vice President, arrival of the President, and the National Anthem at 3:30. This is 11 minutes past 5, and none of this has happened yet. They would have opening prayers after the National Anthem at 3:35. Welcome address by the National Chairman, Senator Abdullahi Adamu, and we're also supposed to have a number of other things. But we have Phil Nwele now, who joins us from the Eagle Square in Abuja. Phil is the news manager, Kulwa Zobia Info Abuja. Phil.
Yes, good afternoon or good evening.
And entire Lagos says good evening to you. This has been a very, very long wait. It appears that even the wait we had to wait before the APC got their primary up and running, we're still going to have to wait for some time for them to stick to the timetable of events. From what we have seen, they haven't yet started. What's causing the delay, Phil?
From what you can see now, the process of accreditation is taking a very long time because they try to control the crowd. If you come in here, the venue is still sparsely populated, and the buses are bringing people from the accreditation venue to the Eagle Square. The stands are leveled according to states, alphabetically. There are notable people that have arrived. I saw the former secretary to government of the Federation, Babacher Lawal. The former speaker of the House of Reps, Patricia Ete. Former governor of Nasarawa State, Tanko Amakura. I know that before 6 p.m., maybe they would have started. Because before we left the villa, the convoy of the president was already waiting. And maybe before 5:30 or thereabouts, the vice president will come in and other notable persons before the president comes in. But one thing I can assure you is that the convention is on. It's going to hold. I don't know whether they will later settle for consensus or not.
Which is the point?
There are a lot of speculations going on earlier today before I arrived here. We're just surprised to see the Kogi State governor, who is one of the aspirants, Governor Yaya Bello, walk to the presidential villa to see the president. And then after that, he came to the gallery to speak to us. We asked why he was at the villa instead of going to woo delegates for votes. He said he was at the presidential villa to see the president and to explain to him what happened yesterday. That, you know, the videos were circulating online that he walked out of the meeting yesterday.
Right.
And he said, yes, he did so because what they were doing was just the idea of one man. You know, they foisted somebody as the consensus candidate for them.
Right.
So that was why he left. And then questions further, he said, the party will be preparing for a major crisis if they don't allow him to partake in today's primary.
Mm.
He said he bought the form, he contested, and he's still contesting that he must be part of today's contestants.
Mm.
Few minutes ago, we heard Senator Kabir Ogaya speaking on national TV saying that the list of delegates have been thrown down to two.
Mm.
I cannot authoritatively confirm that.
Mm.
I will just wait until we get confirmation we know what will happen.
Say that again.
The five names we had initial
aspirants,
released
right?
in the morning, which the Progressive Governor, chairman of the Progressive Governor Forum, that's the governor of Plateau State,
right.
Lisbeth Oroz. Mm. But as I speak, there is heavy security. All those miscreants that you know at venues of such nature, they've been able to tame them. They are off this place.
Mm.
So the security staff, I know they must have planned very well for this, and hopefully things will turn out well.
Mm, indeed, and I'm sure having covered this sort of events in the past, you will most likely hope that they stick to the event timetable and end before midnight. But Phil, there's something you said about the aspirants being trimmed from five to two. All of these suggestions are basically advices, and they don't have to stick to those advices at the end of the day. Help us clarify this, because we did hear some of them say...
You know that in every political contest, some persons are just there to fill the numbers.
Mm.
We know how these things are. Before you know it, once they speak to them, a lot of them will step down.
Mm.
But from the way it is, from what the president said yesterday, you know, we were told that the president had anointed someone, that he has a preferred candidate, and they mentioned the name of the person,
right.
which is the Senate president.
Mm.
But the president later came out to say that he has not anointed anyone.
Mm.
That was part of the reasons why the governor of Kogi State was annoyed. He said it was the national chairman, the former governor of Nasarawa State, Abdullah Adamu, that foisted or gave that information or tried to force that down the throat of the aspirant.
Mm.
This kind of thing, pruning down, the list from 23 to 5, and I can't confirm, but if it's really that they've pruned it down to 2, I think what they are trying to do is to reduce the pressure. You know, when we've had this kind of event previously,
right.
after the ballots have been counted, they will have to count the votes and declare the votes one after the other. This will take a long process.
Very true.
If they're able to prune the list to 2, it reduces the work of the electoral committee or whoever people presiding over the Congress. So what you have is just 2 persons,
right.
and whoever emerges, it will be this easy to count the vote.
Right.
There are over 2,000 delegates here.
Mm.
I think 2,340,
right.
if we go by the figure we have before.
Yeah.
So if that's what they have, I don't know how long they will wait longer to commence this.
Mm.
It's likely it will start by 6
mm.
or by 7,
mm.
which means by maybe it might spill to midnight.
Mm.
Immediately after the president gives his speech,
right.
usually he stays a little, takes a break, and then returns later when the results are about being declared.
Mm.
Hopefully that will be done today or early tomorrow morning or maybe later.
Yeah, Phil, the meetings have gone on forever, and they've been so fluid. One meeting after another meeting at different hours of the day, stretching into the night. We've almost lost count of how these events have quickly unfolded. But I can imagine. I hear that as we speak, there are meetings still going on, and maybe even when the aspirants get into the Eagle Square, the horse trading will continue. What exactly are you have? Is there a way you can keep tab of how many meetings are going on by the different caucuses?
Honestly, we can't, because yesterday journalists besieged the National Secretariat of the APC, and the chairman, Abdullah Adamu, had to ask security personnel to walk journalists out. They barred them from covering the event. You know, when these things take place, journalists report almost immediately. As I speak with you, some journalists are stranded. They are unable to get accreditation. We were only able to get two for Cool Wazobia Info and Wazobia Max TV. So I had to bulldoze my way in. So we are three here now. I will see how three of us can cover for the station. You know, these meetings are part of the process of politicking.
Very true.
Just like I said before, most of the candidates that, you know, bought forms, all they are trying to do is to see that they will have political relevance. A lot of them, I know, are not really, really that serious from my own assessment. Some of them just want to see that even if I win, okay, if I don't win,
right,
at least they will give me a soft landing, maybe an appointment or something like that. So all these negotiations that are going on is to see how they can convince them. And, you know, somebody that bought a form for 100 million naira will not just chicken out easily. There must be some things going on behind the scenes. So the person will see that at least I spent 100 million, this is what I will get much, much later. So all this process of meetings here and there, it just to ensure that, you know, a consensus or somebody they feel that can win the election eventually emerges. And we don't really know who that is. So we'll just keep waiting. A lot of speculation. This morning, last night, we heard the former Abia State Governor talk about Lawal. This morning, we also had the Progressive Governor's Forum Chairman talk about five candidates. And this evening, as we're here at the venue, we heard Senator Kabir Gaya talk about the list being thrown down to only two persons. That's former Lagos State Governor Ahmed Tinubu and Vice President Yemi Osinbajo. I cannot, and I repeat, I cannot confirm that.
All right.
You know politicians who they are. A lot of them will want to say things to favor their own candidate. We just await. More delegates are coming in. I think one governor, Lagos State Governor, has just arrived.
Okay.
Sawolu, I can see his convoy and a lot of security personnel walking around the three cars that are bringing him in. There's also another state governor that is coming. I can't really see the place. I think it's Lagos. Yes, the backup car. So the Lagos State Governor has just arrived and is being followed closely by the Governor of, I think, Ekiti or your state.
Excellent.
I think I can't confirm that, please. I think it's the Governor that has just come in. So the Lagos State Governor is here, that I can see very well. So we are waiting more dignitaries to come in. And after that, the president will be the last person before the convention starts proper.
All right. Thank you very much for the great work, Phil Nwely, news manager, Cool Wazobia Info in Abuja. And I bet you cannot wait to go back to your front seat and watch this Game of Thrones, the APC version.
Sure.
And see,
thank you.
And same with us. But thank you very much and do keep safe.
Yes.
All right, there you had Phil Nwely, and who will be touching bases with the rest of our crew there who monitoring this All Progressives Congress drama, which is playing out there. We were chatting with Rotimi Sankore earlier, and it was like, this is like watching the series, and you have different episodes and scenes playing at the same time. Very confusing what is going on, but it's what they have made their stock in trade, you know, to keep us in perpetual confusion. Well, it's great viewing for the neutrals. And for those who are directly involved one way or the other, it's nail-biting, anxious moments for them as they wait to see if they get in there, or the ones who are the supporters have their principles, make it to become the party standard bearer. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed. We'll go on a quick break very soon. When we come back, I'd love to hear from you what you think about the All Progressives Congress primaries, and I'll be updating you real time as the events happen. Be by your phone, go and get what makes your boat rock. It's quite a long break, so when you come back, I'm sure we'll have some more to update you and the unfolding drama in the All Progressives Congress, who must today or early tomorrow morning have a presidential candidate, whether they like it or not. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Welcome back on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 26 minutes to 6. And on your number one talk news and sports station, we're keeping our eyes, our lenses, our midgets focused on the happenings at the Eagle Square, the All Progressives Congress, where they are going to make a selection out of 23, out of 5, out of 3, out of 2, and eventually have one candidate. I don't know what permutation you follow. If you did listen to Phil Nwely, the news manager, Kolwa Zobia Info in Abuja, as confusing as it is for us, it's as confusing for them also there with several meetings and caucuses deciding who and what they think should be on the ballot. Meanwhile, you have people like Yaya Bello, the governor of Kogi State, as well as an aspirant for several months, if I dare say, perhaps one of the earlier, saying he staged a walkout of the Northern Governor's Caucus because they had decided to go ahead with one candidate. So I think it's time for you to bring out your calculators, your gizmos, whatever it is, in saying what you think about the All Progressives Congress. According to your permutations, who you think will emerge as the party's candidate? The leaders of the party, the president, the vice president, the president of the Senate, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, they're yet to have made their way in. So the event has begun with the arrival of the delegates, but the official ceremony, and which happens right after the opening prayer and the national anthem, haven't yet begun. So still some time to go. But just like Phil said, this is unlike previous conventions. You've got just 2,800 delegates who will be casting their votes. Previous times was way longer than that, and the event would, the ones I did cover would drag way into the early hours of the morning before a candidate emerges. So I think we can go to the phone lines now and hear what you have to say. 0700-993-993-993. Again, 0700-993-993-993. And then the female-only line, you can also call this line together with the other lines for the female, is 01465-7190. Again, 01465-7190. And on WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. Again, 0809-597-5805. You can go on to social media at Nigeria Info FM at Aoro Obo. Got questions, you want comments, you have comments to make, would gladly take them all in. So let's hear who's and see who is the first to the block, right? We don't have anyone on that line, so we'll try again. Hello and good evening. Hello and good evening.
Good evening, Al.
Great to have you join us. Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
My name is David from Ibeshore Ade.
All right, David. Sipping coconut under the trees in Ibeshore Island.
Yes, thank you.
All right, what do you think?
I want to thank the Northern Governance, APC Northern Governance, for saving the situation. And they are actually going to decide the day. I believe within themselves, they will have picked the aspirants. They are going to give their votes en bloc.
Oh, you think they're going to give it en bloc?
Yes. And that's we settle the whole matter.
Mm.
Actually, the president has the candidates through the party,
mm.
but the governors went to the president to make him understand that they need a good material to take to the market, because it is the governors that are going to work for the general election victory.
Mm.
So, and I believe the president was able to reason with them.
David, David, you speak, okay. You speak like an insider. Were you in any of these meetings?
I've been an active politician.
Oh,
in the
I understand.
Past.
So you're speaking from experience.
So I know the way they operate.
Okay. All right.
So go ahead quickly. So the president has to ask them to go and bring five names.
Mm.
So the president will, out of those five names now, the president will have given them one person,
hmm.
and it is that one person that will be returned.
All right, thank you very much, David. And I do hope after today, if David's permutation turns out to be true, we owe him something and we'll call him again for further permutations ahead of the general elections. All right, hello and good evening. All right, no one on that line. Do call back, better luck next time. Hello and good evening. Where's everyone gone to? Eagle Square? Hello and good evening.
Hello, good evening, Arogo.
Great to have you join us.
I have not gone to Eagle Square. I'm in Cook and Lagos.
Is it doom?
Yes.
Go ahead, is it doom?
Arogo, the president have shown that he is a Democrat. You see, as the leader of the party, he has his own opinion, the person he prefers, but he has allowed it to be at his church until now. This is what many of those aspiring will not allow to be. Let me tell you, Dan Amana Dauda and Lawan will emerge. Amechi will emerge as a candidate while Lawan will be the vice president. When the president comes and makes his choice, any aspirant who will not accept it might be allowed to leave APC because the president will determine where the party will go. He is not imposing APC candidate on Nigeria, but the president, as the leader of the party, I think should be allowed to make his choice. And for him to leave his choice secret from till now, I have been commending him, but I expect him to announce his choice today morning so that all this gra-gra will stop. I believe he will rescue Nigeria. He will never allow Nigeria to sleep.
Right.
Amana Daura, he will do well.
All right, Ezedum says the president when he gets on the podium. Well, let us know this joker he's held onto his chest ever since he made this announcement during a media interview. But so we have two permutations. I'm going to go on the phone line now, but I'll quickly take some calculation on kindly turn down the device you're listening with so that we don't get the feedback. Hello and good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Great to have you join us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Emmanuel. I'm calling from Lagos.
All right, Emmanuel, go ahead and tell us what you see in your crystal ball.
Well done for the good work you are doing.
Thank you very much.
I want to look at it from this perspective.
Go ahead.
We expect internal democracy in every party.
Good.
Especially the ruling party, APC. I don't understand how people, you know, are comfortably, you know, praising the president for keeping his preferred choice. When aspirants have indicated interest, obtained forms, filled their forms, attended screening, and those that were recommended or those who qualified are now ready for the contest. If you want to reduce the number, you do what we call elimination by substitution. Allow a level playing ground. The first, you can do the first voting session. Maybe, you know, the last seven people that scored very low, you know, will be removed. You do another five and come to two, and the two will be slugged out. That is giving people, make it competitive, so that the best who is prepared for the job, you know, will come up. How do you know that the person that the president will prefer is the person Nigerians will prefer. How do you know that the person the president prefers, you know, has the competency set, has the skill set, you know, that, you know, will be able to solve the problems of Nigeria? You know, so I expected a situation where, you know, these people who have spent their money to buy forms should be given, you know, the freedom to exercise that their franchise to contest this position, you know, and when you pass or when you succeed, you will be happy that, look, my efforts were not in vain. But when you lose, you show sportsmanship and also join the party. I'm not a member of any party, political party, but I think that...
Yes. Remind me of that rule again.
Unless there's a plan, you know, to refund them of what they have spent.
Yes.
Otherwise, trying to reduce it based on your own whims and caprices and your own belief and principles, you know, I don't think is the best, you know, option.
Quickly,
people should be given, you know, the opportunity to exercise their right because they're...
Oh, boy. Sorry, lost... I was going to ask him as if I knew he would be disconnected, but I think he said substitution, elimination by substitution. Let me get to WhatsApp here. Kingsley from Satellite Town says that... it's difficult to predict the outcome, most especially when everyone is only interested and mindful of their own interests, as we have seen so far in the APC's build-up. I see betrayal, disappointment, and more crisis even after the convention. Kingsley from Satellite Town. It's like the theme for a movie. You hear betrayal, disappointment, crisis. Right after the convention is what Kingsley says he sees with the APCs. I've seen justice, peace, and unity. You and I know that we don't have it. is that the name of a political party? You have... someone says a delegate died at the square. Well, I hope that it's not true, but I wonder what happened. Maybe, you know... But we'll cross-check that and see what happened with the delegate, if he had any health issue here. The fear of Atiku seems to be the reason why the APC is in a confused state right now. It's a sign of failure in advance, says Joe Jones. Kunle wrote to me in Lagos, has a long message, but I'll try. Permit me to draw... Is this a recent message? Okay, it's a recent message. Draw the attention of Garba Shehu and those who condemn what Bola Tinubu said on how he assisted President Buhari. Please ask Garba Shehu and others, read this media link on what Aisha Buhari said on Tinubu concerning the presidency. But I can't read that link here because it's quite a long read. Nelson says, good evening to you too. He says, left with me, no single APC member is supposed to come back. Every single 7 member of the APC should be sent home. They brought Nigeria to where it is, so what ground are we to vote them back? They should not be elected again. Henry from Shagamu says, Nigeria is almost a failed state. The parties responsible for this is the APC. They don't deserve to be in power in 2023 because they will sustain this legacy. I'm not interested in who emerges as the presidential candidate. Henry from Shagamu. I take Goke from UK before I go back to the phone lines. Goke says that the APC's primary is between 3 candidates, aspirants, you mean. The remaining are just investing in their future political career. Sarcasm from Goke in the United Kingdom. Let's get back to the phone lines. Hello and good evening. Hello and good evening.
This is Chika from Shagamu.
Say that again, Chika.
Yeah, from Shagamu.
All right, Chika, go ahead very quickly.
I want to comment on the ongoing drama at Ego Square. There is nothing like convention. Let's also wait and see the outcome of the drama. Thank you.
It says it's a drama, not a convention. Well, you could take the front seat also too with your Pami and Guguru and Ekpan. Watch what happens at the end. Hello and good evening.
Yeah, Chifobo.
Great to have you join us.
Marku.
Hey, Makushi.
Thank you. Yala.
Uh-huh.
Like the last to the second caller.
Yeah.
This is my own personal opinion, though.
Mm.
In all form. Whether local government, council, or president, or governor, that party name APC. I'm surprised that Nigerians are still concerned about them. Mm. With all they put us through for the past 7.5 years, then somebody's interested in what is happening in their convention.
Mm.
It's well, my brother. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Christopher. It's a multi-plural society and politics. Everyone has where they will side with at the end. So I guess it's why there's a lot of interest. Hello and good evening.
Hello, I hope for the great man.
Thank you very
yalla,
much.
Yalla.
Yalla very soon. Hurry up. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Godwin. Calling from Lakwe.
All right, Godwin from Lakwe. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. It's a great one. After days of confusion, they have come with the elimination series, whether in the shorthand level or in economic level, I don't know.
What did you call it again? Elimination series?
Elimination series, shorthand series, account series, confusion series,
oh my goodness,
decisive series. All of the, I don't know which one you belong. Honestly, like one of the speaker or two has spoken.
Yes.
The government, the party that has thrown us into complete hardship, deceitful. NEPA, they claim they are going to provide the fuel, the NNPC, they said they were going to get on and make sure the dollar, they said they are going to bring to 1 naira to whatever. And kerosene to 50 naira per liter, gas to 20 naira, whatever. And at the end, it is agony, poverty, kidnapping, killing in the land, the blood on the land. And I am going to support a habit threat on somebody from that place again to come so that we continue in perpetual killing and dying. In fact, my prayer and the prayer for the Nigerians is that the Nigerians, the people that led us to where we are, God will fight the fight for Nigeria and the confusion will end their dreams. Again, in Jesus' name. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Godwin, who ends on a prayerful note. We'll take one more call. And then let's see how it goes. Hello and good evening.
Yes, good evening. My name is Jibike from Aja.
All right, Jibike, get out your gizmo and tell us what you think about the APC's plan.
Yeah. As for me, none of them should, whoever emerged to me should not even be our epic at all, our interest. Because like the last caller rightly said, look at what is happening in the country today. Everything they claim were wrong, other party were doing before they emerge, is the same. In fact, multiple is what they are doing. See the oil spill of innocent people in this country. See the inflation. See the hardship. In fact, any of them, if they like, they should emerge. But I feel it's just an insult. People should even be clamoring for APC at this time. That is my own take. It's an insult on our humanity. But people should be clamoring for APC to return to power. Come 2023. I'm sorry, it's my personal opinion, but that is how I feel.
Of course, you don't have to be sorry about it. It's your opinion, and as well as the others who have also too been unapologetic about what they think about the primary. Thank you very much, GBK, and all of you who've called in. We spent maybe a minute with those on the WhatsApp because quite a number of messages just flooding here, and we'll try our best and see. Of course, join the morning crossfire tomorrow. It'll be time. We'll have an examination with Sheriff and Uncle Jimmy to look at how the process went. Don't miss any of the shows tomorrow. Good evening. My sympathy goes to the Vice President, Yemi Osinbajo, who's worked tirelessly for his boss, Buhari, but could not earn his trust to lead, and at the same time is being abused for going into contest with his so-called political benefactor. What a shame. Ben from Egbeda writes, Okwe Kende from Ijegun says, we with the Southerners don't know MIM. I don't even expect the governors and the NWC of APC to allow the president to name and impose his candidate on us because he himself has failed. Nothing good will come out of his consensus candidate. The North will impose a weak candidate so Atiku will win so power can get back to the North. So many formulas being thrown in here. If the Northern governors, I don't have your names, but I wish you will send it before I finish reading it, but you know when I start. If the Northern governors have agreed to rotation to the South, why is the president still adamant in going alone with them? The unity of Nigerians is a paramount for now, he says. Eze Doom. I wish you had put your name so Eze Doom will come looking for you. He says, Eze Doom is indeed a prophet of doom. Let's wait and hear. If indeed Eze Doom's prediction happens, you're going to pay him back for this jab you threw at him. I don't have your name. And so we'll have to come to a close, and they're going to take some time, the politicians. They do like to do their things at night time, don't they? And we know that by the time we wake up tomorrow, if you go to bed or if you do follow, like I have to follow throughout the night, a candidate will emerge, and then the two big parties, older parties more like APC and the PDP, will have had their candidates, and they will draw closer to the INEC deadline, and then we can begin to scrutinize those who will have to make our choices from in who should be the next president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. So that's it on 99.3 Nigeria Info and Hard Facts. I'm Agogo Obo. Follow us on social media at Nigeria Info FM at Agogo Obo. And we've got the news at the top of the hour. And after the news, let's see what we have. Maybe we just have to come and have the extra. But until then, I'll decide. It's yalla, 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 yalla.